Guys, well, I found you in a new episode of Jetlag. My guest today is Tuna Ahmed, and he comes from Turkey. He is a student here at University of Perugia for 6 months. Hello.
Ciao, hi, and merhaba.
For starting our interview, please make a short presentation of you. Say what you want the world to know about you.
Okay. I'm Tuna. I'm from Turkey. I am making Erasmus in Perugia, in University of Perugia. I am studying economics and political science in Ankara University, in Ankara, the capital of Turkey. I born and grew up in Konya, a city in the center of Turkey. I have two sisters and one brother. And yeah, that's it.
So you are an Erasmus student, right?
Yes.
Tell me how you decided to do a study mobility.
Well, it happened suddenly. I was thinking about going to abroad for learning English or the other foreign language. And I saw a picture of the Erasmus exchange program in the website of my university. And I attended the exam and I won. Then I am here.
Why did you choose Italy?
Italy was the best option in my options. There was 5 countries: Romania, Lithuania, Poland, Germany, and Italy. And Italy was the best option for me because I am so interested about history, art, and architecture.
Do you think it was a good choice?
Yeah, it was a good choice because I liked Italy very, very much. Yeah, I think it's very, very good choice.
Tell me what it was like when you got here. Did you immediately adapt to the life here?
In some situations, yes. In some situations, no. Because I think the culture of Mediterranean countries is similar. But, for example, the public rules and the system of the university, you know, and the working hours of the stores, the public buildings is so different from Turkey.
What were your expectations before you got here? It is the university and the city as you expect it to be?
Actually, no, because I was expecting a regular city, a little bit more regular city, for example, like Florence or Rome. But Perugia is a little bit older than the other cities, but it's okay.
It is the educational system in Italy different from the one in your country?
Not totally different, but there are two big differences between Turkey and Italy. One of them is in Turkey, you can't enter the university campus if you are not a student. Mm-hmm. Or if you're a student of the other university, for example, there's a lot of university in Ankara, but I will make two examples. My university is Ankara, and I can't enter the Hacettepe, you know. Mm-hmm. But in Italy, everyone can enter the campus. Yes. And the other differences is you can choose your exam date in Italy. For example, if you want to enter the exam in January or February, it's okay. But in Turkey, every lesson has the exact exam date. You can't change the date or the hour.
Talk a little bit about the University of Perugia. Tell me how the teachers are. How do you find the teaching system? I don't know.
I think teachers are quite nice. For example, I'm the foreign student. I can't speak Italian. And they always try to help me about my lessons, my exams, my homeworks. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think it's very nice.
What is your favorite subject?
History. I'm very interested about history, European history, Ottoman Empire's history.
Are you thinking to extending your mobility?
Actually, no, because I need to go to Turkey about my lessons. I have a little bit problem about my lessons. And also the currency is killing me. Mm-hmm. 1 euro makes 7 Turkish liras, and supporting my life in Italy is a little bit hard for me and for my family.
How did this experience change you?
I think I'm not changed, but I will see when I will go to Turkey, I think.
Tell me 3 things you like in Perugia and 3 things you don't like.
Okay, one of them that I like is Tandem Night in Pinturicchio Bar. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people all around the world, and you can talk whoever you want. And the other thing is Piazza Quattro Novembre.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I like the center. And third thing is there's a lot of Turkish kebab store in Perugia.
Yes, I saw it. Tell me, did you travel in another Italian city in this period?
Yeah, I went to Florence, Pisa, Ancona, and Rome.
And what is your favorite?
I went to Rome for 5 times and okay. I liked Rome. I really liked Rome.
Which city in Italy would you like to visit before you return in Turkey?
I think Otranto. Do you know Otranto?
No, I don't know.
Small city in the south Italy. Mm-hmm. 500 years ago, the Ottomans were in Otranto. I don't know why, but I want to see that city. Okay. Why my ancestors came to Otranto, you know?
I got it. Okay, Tuna. Now a few questions about you.
Okay.
What is your dream job?
My dream job is being an ambassador.
Wow.
Yeah. Because of that, I'm studying economics and political science.
Okay.
And language.
But when you were a kid, what did you want to become when you grew up?
When I was a kid, I wanted to be an engineer, mechanical engineer, because I was so interested about technical devices, planes and cars, you know. Mm-hmm. But so I'm not good at in physics and chemistry. Because of that, I changed.
Me too. I can be an engineer or something. I never dreamed about this. I dreamed just to be, I don't know, actress or something like this, singer. Nice. Teacher.
Princess,
yes. So, who has had the biggest influence on you?
Mustafa Kemal Atatürk. He is the founder of modern Turkish Republic. He is a great soldier, a good politician, and a visionary person. I recommend everyone to read and research Atatürk's life.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Have you ever left a restaurant or a bar without paying? This is a funny question, but I really want to know what kind of person you are.
In Italy or in Turkey?
I don't know, in your entire life.
Okay, I don't want to say the even in Italy, because I might be arrested, but yeah, once I did it in Turkey. Me and my four the other friends went to a restaurant, and the owner of the restaurant wasn't so kind to us, and we wanted to take a revenge from him. And we ate 8 kebabs.
8?
8 ayran. And also we took cigarettes from him. Then he was talking about the policy and the situation of Turkey. Then he went to inside and we ran away.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah.
In which country would you like to move permanently?
Permanently? Actually, I don't want to move the other country permanently, but I want to visit every country in the world.
Yes, me too. I don't think so. I can live in another country for, I don't know, a few years. Maybe just to visit and make...
Vacation.
I don't know. Yes, vacations or stuff like that with Erasmus or, I don't know, to study, to work, but not for a long period.
Yeah, me too.
Your favorite movie is?
The Lost.
Okay.
The American TV show.
Okay, I don't know nothing about this. It's a serial, right?
You must watch it.
Okay, tell me something about it.
I don't want to give a spoiler, but it happens in the island. There was a plane crash and the survivors tried to survive in the island.
And your favorite book is?
The Count of Monte Cristo.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Yeah. I read it and it's good.
Yeah, this was the first book I ever read. My sister suggested to me, and after reading this book, I started to read a lot. Mm-hmm. I really like it.
Me too. I like to read a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, what is the stupidest thing you've ever done to get someone's attention?
In the airport in Rome, when I get Rome, I was a friend of mine, and he was Italian. He was waiting me in the outside. I was in the passport check, and I saw him very, very away from me, and I started to yell to him, Massimo, Massimo,
okay.
hey. But he couldn't hear me, and I started screaming in Turkish, and he hear me.
Wow.
He heard me, yeah.
Okay, tell me, at what age did you have the first kiss?
I haven't kissed with anyone yet.
No, I don't think so.
No, it's true. I'm waiting for the right person.
Okay.
I have patience. I can wait.
What is your biggest fear?
Snakes and planes. I'm so scared of flying and also snakes.
Did you saw the movie Snakes in the airplane?
Yes.
So.
And the worst one, there was a plane, and inside of the plane there are a lot of snakes.
So what if you're flying to Turkey, I will bring my pet as a snake?
No.
No.
I don't want.
Me too. I'm also scared of snakes.
Yeah.
So scared. I mean,
I think only God likes the snakes.
What was the funniest moment on your life?
Yeah, it's a funny story. It was a funny story. When I was walking in the street in Ankara, I had to go to the toilet, and
it's interesting.
Yeah, wait. I couldn't find an open place because it was late, and I was very away from my house. Then I saw a door, a university campus, but it was another university, and I thought I probably couldn't enter here. Then I walked through the door, and I saw a security guard, and he started to yelling at me, and I started to run away from him, and he started to chasing me. And I ran away because I'm young, you know. I was younger than him, and I ran a little faster than him, and I went out to campus, and I couldn't do my toilet.
Fine.
But don't worry, I got to home in the time.
Who do you think knows you the best?
I have a friend in Ankara named Yüksel.
Okay.
I think he knows me a lot, because sometimes I'm thinking something without talking, and he just look into my eyes, and he can understand what I'm thinking.
Yes, I mean, I know that between people who has, I don't know, very long time to stay together and something like this, it happens stuff like that. I mean, between me and my mother, I'm just thinking about her, and then she called me, so it's...
It's like an invisible connection.
Yes. What matters most to you in a friendship relationship?
Trustworthy. I think it's so important than the other things. You have to trust someone, and you have to give trust to another one, I think.
It's true. For me also, this is the most important thing, to be honest with each other and to have to trust in that person you consider your friend.
Yeah, actually everyone lies, but you have to keep very low, you know.
And also we have to keep the respect. I mean, it's so important. For me, these two things are so important in a friendship
or relationship.
Tell me three interesting things about your country, or more if you want to say.
Okay, I can say probably for foreigners, because for me is nothing interesting anymore in Turkey. The first one, throughout the history, we have had an independent state always. We had never obeyed to another nation. I think it's as resource of proud. And the other,
and Romania the same.
No.
Yes, it is.
You don't know the Ottoman history.
We just pay
money.
Yes, for another country, but we have never been under the.
But even we never give money to another.
Yes, but pay money for your country. So
thank you so much because of that.
And Romania and Turkey will get a war here.
No. We like Romanians, and I think you like
also,
Turkish.
Yes, I really like Turkish.
Yeah, and also
that's a lot
of similar words between our languages.
Yes,
I think
it's true.
Baklava.
Yes, it's a kind of food.
Okay.
But we have also chai.
Chai.
Chorba.
Yeah. Chorba.
And
so yeah.
Other. There are a lot of.
Nice.
And the other. I really like Turkey. Sorry for interrupting
okay.
you. I was in Turkey and it was amazing. It was best city in Istanbul.
Oh, nice.
And in Bursa.
In Bursa?
Yes. Oh. It was amazing.
And the second thing, if you go to Turkey on November 10, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., you can see all the people, the cars that made homage. Because I told you Mustafa Kemal Atatürk died in November 10. In 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and in that time people want to show respect for him, but don't worry, it's totally normal for us. It's normal, but sometimes the foreigner people can a little bit scary about that, but it's normal.
And the third thing
is I think it's interesting for the European people, not for me, but we don't come into the house in shoes.
Oh, in Romania it's the same.
Hmm.
It's not something. I mean, in my house, I will let my shoes
outside of the door,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or inside, inside of the house, but near the door, you know. And I don't walk in my bedroom with my shoes.
Yeah. Also, we don't do that.
But why? It's a kind of.
Like a tradition, you can't see in. If you see a guy who is coming to the house with shoes, probably he or she is not Turkish.
Ah, okay. For you, it's a tradition, but for us, no, it's not a tradition. It's just, I mean, just for keeping our house clean.
Yes.
That's it. Okay. Tell me three types of traditional food in your country.
Oh, yeah.
I know you have sarmale.
Yeah, sarma. We say just sarma.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
We said sarma.
I can count sarma for the first one. And second one is İskender kebab.
Okay,
I
know also.
You know that?
Yes.
Did you eat when you were in Turkey,
yes,
in Istanbul?
Yes, it's different.
Nice.
It's different. I mean, in here and in Romania, we put rice in our kebab.
Yeah, rice. It could be. Okay.
Yes, it could be, but in Turkey, no.
No.
I never
just meat.
And
the third one is, I can say, urfa kebab, because the kebab is the same, but kebab has a lot of variations, you know, and urfa and iskender is totally different and very, very nice.
And also a traditional drink.
Ayran.
Yes.
It's making
it's my favorite.
Yogurt. Yeah.
Yogurt and salt and
yes.
water. That's
yeah,
ayran,
if you want.
Right?
Yeah. You put in a pan or a cap with yogurt, water and salt. If you want, if you don't want to drink
what
salt,
water?
And just mixed
okay.
up very fastly.
Okay, it's so good.
I
drank a lot of ayran when I was in Istanbul. So, okay, Tuna, thank you for accepting to be here today. Our time is up, and we have to say goodbye. But firstly, tell me a Turkish song you want our listeners to hear.
Okay, I can say Tombra.
Tombra.
Yes.
Okay, we are listening Tombra.
Okay.
Thank you all. I'm Anna, and see you in the next episode of Jet Lag.
Ciao.
Çalarman kaygırgandı şayfa Donduramdı ağlarman yürek sazın çalarman kaygırgandı şayfa Dombıra sazın eskin ataylar manesini ezbergin anaylar eskinini oy verip yüreklerge ses verip Yastı kızganmazlar Eskinini oy verip Yüreklerge ses verip Göz yastı kızganmazlar Ey Dombıra Ey Dombıra Kaygı sansız kız